It's time now for The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt. Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning, CJ.
How are you?
Good, except for my cold, but okay. At least I can talk.
There you go.
I want to talk about a dynamic duo of qualities mm-hmm. that make for great leadership and great citizenship.
Okay.
So let me tell you a story first. This week, a young woman was telling me about how when she took over this big department that had been in a lot of turmoil, her direct reports, the leadership team, was saying, just stick to the basics. Just don't do anything fancy just because they've been in turmoil, right?
Right.
And yet, she had these employees knocking on her door saying, we've got some good ideas. And the leaders are saying, don't do it. Don't listen. Just stick to the basics. But she listened and had listened deeply to what they were saying, considered it, and thought what they were saying made sense. So she supported them. An initiative to improve employee morale against, you know, the wishes. And she's a new leader.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, now that kind of courage is often associated with leadership. But the other thing she had was the humility to think, I don't have all the answers
right.
here as the new leader. I can listen. And what's interesting is Parker Palmer, who I've been interviewing for the Bringing Out the Best of Ourselves, when he talks about the essence of citizenship and democracy,
mm-hmm.
he said you have to have two qualities, chutzpah, courage
mm-hmm.
and humility, because we have to have the courage to speak up, and yet we have to have the humility to think that we don't have all the answers.
Right.
Well, interestingly enough, 10, 20 years ago, Jim Collins did some research on profit organizations, and he didn't want to believe it was the top leadership that made the difference, and it is not the only difference, but the top leadership. The ones that got the great results were not the ones whose pictures were on the cover of Fortune magazine, not the ones we think of as those charismatic, got all the answers, follow me leaders. It was the folks whose names you'd never heard of who got the great results. And so when he studied these people, he found that they had a combination of courage and humility. And so they were the kind of leaders that would say, well, it wasn't me, it was us, it
mm-hmm.
was we. They were the
mm-hmm.
kind of leaders who would listen deeply. So the courage part, we kind of can get that with leadership, right? The courage to take a stand, the courage to do the difficult thing, the courage to hang in there. We don't necessarily think of that as something for citizenship, courage, but the courage to show up. The courage to show up in meetings even though there might be tension.
Mm-hmm.
The courage to speak your truth even though you know folks in there might disagree and be judgmental of
mm-hmm.
you. And so courage makes sense in leadership and in citizenship. I think it's a little bit evocative. It's like, okay, what would it take for me to speak up a little bit more? Because the only way we'll have strength as a community is if the diversity of voices have the courage to show up and be heard.
Mm-hmm.
The other part then in humility, we could think as a citizenship, I kind of get humility as, you know, maybe I don't know everything. In leaders, we don't have to think of that. We think, you know, we want someone, we have a kind of a cowboy image of leadership, generally speaking, in our culture. And yet, the ones who are open to learning, the ones who are open to thinking, I don't have all the answers, are the ones that get the great results.
Mm-hmm.
So this is funny because when Jim Collins did this research, and he is a very credible leadership researcher from, used to be at some big college, I can't think off the top of my head. But anyway, when he started to present this research and he would present it to all executives, he said invariably an executive would raise their hand and say, I get the courage thing. How do I learn how to do humility? How do I look like I'm humble? You know? And he'd say, you know, it's a quality that you can't fake, right? And the thing is about humility is that there are plenty. Parker Palmer talks about this in his work, many of his books, like Let Your Life Speak, but Healing the Heart of Democracy, when we were talking about that, he said, you know what? I've learned the most from my dark times. I've learned the most from my failures. When I'm successful, my ego puffs up and I think it's all about me. But when I fail, then I really have to look at myself and own my shadow, as it were. And so for those leaders or for those of us who aren't blessed with humility as part of our personality characteristics, all we have to do is face the dark stuff in ourselves, face those times of failure, as opposed to numbing, blaming, avoiding those experiences that are just there for us, as it were.
Yep.
So it doesn't, it's a hard combination. It's a very hard combination to do, to have courage but not be a bully, and to have humility but not be low self-esteem. Gosh, what do I know? Yeah. So if we could find in ourselves how to build our practice, I need a bit more of both. Some of us are really working on the courage. Some of us are working on humility. How do I have a little bit more of courage and humility so that I might strengthen my community, my family, my world?
Excellent. Thanks, Marcia.
Thanks, CJ.